Well, welcome again to the Ennis Ruins. It's a beautiful day on the mid-north coast, but as you'll hear in the video, the winds are beginning to pick up, and by midday, heavy winds and rain supposed to kick in, so we better get started. Today I want to return to the book of James. We're going to talk about wisdom, where to get it and what to do with it. If you recall, we started with James last week, and James is a book that gives us a lot of information on how to live as Christians. So we're going to call this Lessons for Living as a series. Recall, James was well suited to give some advice to Christians. Remember, he was a half-brother of Jesus, and he wasn't always a follower of Jesus. He was first a skeptic, but after the resurrection, he became a follower. But he was also watching the early church as persecution began to oppress them. And he noticed some cracks developing, and that's what this whole book is about. James is addressing those cracks. So perhaps as we look at this, we can learn some things for ourselves. So let's jump into our study today, but first let's have a word of prayer. Father, thank you for beautiful weather this morning. I know the wind's getting up. Father, help us to get through this, but most of all, help us to learn some things from James that we can apply in our own lives, and we can indeed get some lessons for our Christian lives. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. If you recall last week, James said if you go through various trials, which are multiple, and the early church was going through really difficult times, but he says, why don't you rejoice during those trials? And I know rejoicing in trials is hard work, but it shows that you're trusting God for your circumstances rather than yourselves. Immediately we ask the question, do we completely trust God for our circumstances regardless of what they are? Then James goes on to make some interesting comments about wisdom. And that's what we're going to focus on today. So I hope you're looking forward to seeing what James is going to say about wisdom. Oh, I'm going to be using the New Living Translation of the Bible as much as I can. So go with me to James chapter 1, verse number 5. He says, if you need wisdom, ask our generous God, and he'll give it to you. He'll not rebuke you for asking. This is a direct promise from the Word of God, if I've ever seen one. If you need wisdom in anything, then our good Heavenly Father has plenty, and he'll give it to you, and he won't give you a hard time for asking. So we should go to him when we're confused or need direction and ask wisdom. I don't know about you, but I appreciate the promise that God will give me divine insight into anything that I ask. Let's go a little further. Verse number 6. James says, but let him ask in faith with no doubting. For one who doubts is like a wave of the sea that is driven and tossed by the wind. If you ask God for wisdom, you must believe that he's going to give it, or you'll be just pushed around by your outside circumstances, just like the wind controls the conditions of the waves. And we all know what happens to waves when wind begins changing. If the heavy wind kicks in from the northeast, then it gets rough and choppy and hard to manage. And if the wind is strong from the south, then it can get downright dangerous, and then the warnings begin to come up at that time. And if the wind is calm, then the sea is calm. The point is this, the wind determines the condition of the waves. But if we refuse to trust God for our wisdom and then believe him when he gives it, then we're going to be pushed around by our circumstances, and that's when our world goes crazy and becomes confusing and unstable. You ever felt that way? Well, perhaps you haven't been believing and acting on God's wisdom. So ask, believe, and start walking. Well, you may ask, how can I know that the wisdom that I've been given is from God? If you're anything like me, my imagination can lead me into all kinds of strife. But James tells us, he gives us more information. Look at James chapter 3, verses 13 through 15. James writes, if you're wise in understanding God's ways, prove it by living an honorable life, doing good works with humility that comes from wisdom. But if you are bitterly jealous and there is selfish ambition in your heart, don't cover up the truth with boasting and lying. For jealousy and selfishness are not God's kind of wisdom. Such things are earthly, unspiritual, and demonic. First of all, God-honoring life will prove that you're being motivated by His wisdom. And secondly, God will never give you wisdom that will lead you to jealousy or selfishness. You see, jealousy is what we feel when we see someone that has something that we want. It's a result of that overactive self-focus, or as our TV advertisers say, you're worth it. Perhaps someone has a new house, or maybe a new toy, or a job with better pay than yours. Perhaps some are financially more comfortable than you are. Well, if this is the case and you focus on that, jealousy can kick in, and that feeling is never, ever from God. Sometimes we call that ambition, and I believe it's good for us to want to better ourselves. But if we're doing that just because someone else is better than we are, well, you won't get that from God. Now, something I don't want you to miss. If selfishness and jealousy continues, it can easily turn into bitterness. Bitterness is what caused Cain to kill Abel. It caused the Pharisees to kill Jesus. So bitterness can destroy, and it's demonic. I know that's strong, but bitterness is demonic. Listen, God will never, ever, ever give you wisdom that will lead you into jealousy and bitterness. If you ask God for wisdom, then His wisdom will have a far different result. Look at verse number 17. But the wisdom from above is first of all pure. It is also peace-loving, gentle at all times, and willing to yield to others. It's full of mercy and good deeds, and it shows no favoritism and is always sincere. God's wisdom is like pure gold. It's not diluted or confusing, and it's also valuable. If you want to find out just how valuable wisdom is, read through the book of Proverbs, which is a wisdom book. One thing for sure, God's wisdom will always be peace-loving and gentle at all times. Let me say it again. One thing for sure, God's wisdom will always be peace-loving and gentle at all times. When I think about peace-loving and gentle at all times, then I realize that most of us, especially me, need to get on our knees and ask God for forgiveness. My life is not always characterized by gentleness and peace-loving, and I bet you could say the same. Now, I know what we do a lot of times. We make excuses for our actions. But listen, regardless of our reasons or excuses, if our attitudes are not gentle and peace-loving, then they are really selfish motivated and demonic. I know that's strong, but James, the brother of Jesus, wrote that. So if we have a strong self-focus, you didn't get that from God. So God, forgive us with how we're going. And then James adds one more characteristic of God's wisdom, and he says that it is willing to yield to others. Oh my, did he have to go there? Normally, when you and I get into an argument, we'll have our way or we'll bust. Probably no laughing matter. Most of us are so stubborn that we refuse to give in or yield to another's thoughts or ideas. And I recently read, and this is so sad, I read that Christians are the worst in the world when it comes to stubbornness and self-centeredness. How did we get so back to front? No wonder the world is in such a condition when the Christians are the most stubborn. Again, may I say, please God, forgive us. So remember, if we're interested in what God wants for us, then His wisdom will always be peace-loving and gentle and willing to yield to others. It's not common in our society. Even Jesus said, "Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called children of God." A person who is peace-loving and gentle in every situation will be known just by observation that they are God's children. Isn't that what we all want? Well, James concludes his thoughts on wisdom with the following, verse 18. "And those who are peacemakers will plant seeds of peace and reap a harvest of righteousness." To summarize, the life of a peacemaker will always result in righteousness. And it all starts with our asking God for wisdom and believing that He's given it. Then if we act on God's wisdom, we will bring peace to every situation, and God will be honored. Again, isn't that what we all want? I know personally I have a lot to learn about this, but remember, and I must remember, our excuses are not good enough. All of us must ask God for His wisdom, and when He gives it and we apply it, our world will be a whole lot better place to live. When I think about this concept, I can't help but think that I'm staring at something that will change my life and it will change our world. So what am I going to do with it? What will you do with it? Father, help us to learn from this. This is so countercultural. Everybody's arguing and fussing and screaming and hollering. And we didn't get that from you. You have a different approach. It's gentle, kind, peace-loving, and willing to yield. Father, help us grasp that. Help us to apply it. And may this make our lives, our church, and our world a better place. In Jesus' name, amen.